Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking it to the Tioga, Hammond, and Kawaneski Lakes area in Pennsylvania's northern tier.
My name is Brandon Duble. I'm a park ranger through the Army Corps of Engineers.
So what will visitors first notice when they come to Tioga, Hammond, and Kawaneski Lakes area?
So when visitors first come to the lakes, since they are kind of they're separated, any one of the roads that they first come in on, there'll be kind of some scenic roads. Right along the lakeside, they'll be able to see our campgrounds and the day use areas that they'd be able to recreate in.
Great. It's an outdoor spot. What kinds of activities can individuals and families take part in at Tioga, Hammond, and Kawaneski Lakes?
So primarily our visitors are here for camping during our recreation season. We have over 300 sites between our two campgrounds, but we also have hiking trails, some good fishing, biking, hunting, and swimming.
Excellent. And would you name something unique maybe just to that particular Pennsylvania destination?
So our most unique feature would be our connecting channel. We're actually the only core location with one. It's where our two lakes kind of join. You can't boat between the two, but it's a neat little way that the Army Corps has developed in order to ensure some clean water between the two lakes.
And is it true that one of the lakes, at least, is man-made?
Yes, all three of the lakes, they were man-made and dammed up and created.
There was a lot of flooding in that area. Is that correct in times past?
Yeah, before the dams were created, there was a lot of flooding, which, of course, is the reason for the dams. I believe the flood was in the early 70s.
Yeah, probably Agnes in 72. So what's the cost to visit the Tioga, Hammond, and Kawaneski Lakes area, Brandon?
So all of our day use areas, for anyone just from the public coming from town or out of state, it's free to just use them to come in and fish, hike, bike. But for our camping, we offer water, electric, sewer sites, water and electric, and no hookup sites. Water, electric, sewer is $40 a night. Just water and electric is $36 a night. And the no hookup sites are $20 a night. And because we're a federal facility, we also allow an array of passes that can be used at any federal facility. So if you're a senior with America the Beautiful Pass, you can receive half off your stay.
Great, that's good to know. And what about fees for activities? Like, I know I've been there and I've been with people who had their own ski-doos. So do you guys provide anything like that, you know, like a paddle boat, or people just kind of bring their own?
No, it's all kind of bring your own. We don't offer any like boat rentals or kayak rentals like that. We do have one concessionaire that has some kayak rentals over on Kawaneski Lake. But for ourselves here, as far as core-owned, we don't have any rentals like that. But like I said, the lake is free to use for anyone. They can come in and launch their boat and go and fish for the day or do some tubing and stuff like that, and it's all free.
Great, Brandon. So how are the COVID-19 restrictions impacting functions around the park area?
The most that they've affected is, of course, earlier in the season, we had to shut down our camping. So we just had to open a little bit later. We've had to restrict some areas, but majority of our day use areas and a lot of our open recreation areas have always remained open, and they actually saw a good amount of increased visitors this season because everything else around was closed, but yeah, we still were open.
Yeah, I'm sure. And so where can visitors go to learn more about arriving at Tioga, Hammond, and Kawaneski Lakes area?
Our best area to find out the most recent information would be our Facebook page. That's the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Tioga, Hammond, and Kawaneski Lakes. But you can also find information on our parks through our district webpage. You can find that by Googling USACE Baltimore District.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us next week as we visit a new destination in New York State.